Okay. We're starting with revenue?
That's close enough.
Yeah.
We'll conduct this just about like we have in the past.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Pretty easy to go.
I'm already grumpy and cold.
Are you grumpy because of the cold?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a little thing. Okay, yeah, we can start with your revenue on page 4.
Okay. First of all, good morning. I didn't say that earlier. So sorry.
That with a G and an M?
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Friends of the Animal account, we're seeing a... I'm taking the interest down a little bit just because we're not getting much interest. And so I think our expectations for that account, you know, were a little higher than what I would have anticipated. I obviously with this that might change, but it's going to be a one-time thing.
Right.
So,
so you want to pull the microphone over closer to you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thanks.
So I'm taking that down a little bit. I just feel like that's an over expectation of what we're going to bring in. And the cities, because of all their kind of losing funding, have also cut back some. So I just took it down a little bit from 20 to 18. But I think it's important that, I'm hoping that this will change. But I know that they really have cut back on a lot of things. And I kind of questioned a couple of them about it. Were you not happy with our service? I wanted to make sure we were doing what we were supposed to do, and nothing like that. It's just that they're trying to look for ways to cut corners, and they're doing this with a lot of different things. The Friends of the Animals, that continues to kind of fluctuate. We don't ever know, but we surely will stay around the $10,000 mark. But I'm thinking that, especially with this donation now, and people know that, you know, they appreciate what we do. They tell us that all the time and everything. I just think that that's a good number for us. I don't want to overdo it, but I think that's a good number for us. So I'm just kind of leaving. I had a couple changes, obviously, that I took down, but then the one had an increase. So, okay.
Either one of you guys have any? Nope.
Okay, and on to expenses.
Yeah.
I took our overtime pay down a little bit. We don't really use it, but I just want it in there as kind of a little bit of a buffer. Occasionally we do get called out at night, and I always try to be prudent in making sure that people take the time off another time in the week. But if it happens on a Saturday and we've already used up our, you know, the way the paychecks run, I just want to make sure we have a little bit in there. Vehicle fuels and maintenance. It's kind of self-explanatory with what is going on down below. But, this truck is getting old. We just had to have new back brakes put on. The emergency brake line was actually hanging down in the back of the truck, and we noticed that. So, I mean, it's starting to get where there's going to be some maintenance to it. And I don't know, would this be the time that I should talk about the truck?
Really, that's the big issue. That's the one issue I think on here that while it's not a, you know, unreasonable request, I think it shows where the need is. And I guess I would ask, the current truck is, what's the age on that?
It is. This year it'll be
close to 100,000 miles on it.
Yeah, and this year it's a 6, so this year it'll be, 8 years old.
Just the one that has the box on the back. That
mm-hmm. And that, in itself is starting to, we've had Secondary Roads was actually gracious enough to help us fix it. The back door, one of them just fell off. And so they got the parts and we paid them and they fixed it. But I guess the biggest thing is we now have 3 horses in our possession. We have 2 mini ponies and a regular size like quarter horse. And these are animals that were running at large, okay? And so what we're doing is we got them, the last one we got very late in the year, and so what we're going to plan on doing is we've bought hay, and Brenda is keeping it out at her place, and then in the spring we are going to, we don't want to take them to auction because, you know, for us that sets a bad example because we know right where they're going to go. They're going to go to a kill place, and I really don't want that out there for us, so we're going to actually try to find them homes. But I guess what I'm alluding to here is that we're getting more livestock calls, you know, and we've always gotten steady livestock, and we've had pigs and, you know, ewes and horses and goats and everything, but now it's becoming more and more. I think is, you know, with the way the economy is and everything, people are just, if they get loose and they go away, people don't even bother to call about them, and unfortunately we can't usually find who these people are. So between that and the fact that the truck is, like I said, it's getting older, and if we got, you know, if we're going to get a trailer, which we would use our donation money for, and, you know, we're going to have a trailer package on the truck. The one we have now has nothing like that at all. And, you know, it's just the truck is, you know, I would probably take off and drive the truck to California if somebody needed me to go, but I think it's the other things. We're going to have a light bar installed, which the sheriff's office gave us, because when we're out on the interstate, nobody slows down. Nobody. I mean, and it's just it's a yellow light, but it is a caution light, so people will hopefully slow down. And so there's safety things involved here also. And I hate to put the money into putting a trailer package into this truck and putting a light bar on top of this truck and doing all this stuff and then a year or so down the road trading anyway and have to go through all the money and do it again.
Well, Sue, my first thought before hearing you and then reading through all your analysis and understanding this, my thought was, well, I don't know the size of the truck you're needing, but whether or not secondary roads, not necessarily secondary roads facilities, usually have some pretty good trucks, whether or not they are too heavy for your need. You know, we got mostly 250s and 3-somethings there. And so my first thought was whether we could do a trade-in. But then when I looked at the overall cost of around 23, we maybe get it slightly less than that depending upon where we are. But I'm also thinking that if you don't use the trade-in, if we approve it and you don't use the trade-in, you've got two vehicles, which the other one becomes sort of like a spare for general use type of things. And that may be a good thing to consider when it's all said and done. And I know you're always so frugal and cost-conscious and thinking of the trade-in would be some advantage, but I can't imagine you're going to get that much out of the trade-in that by still having that available, it may be in your long-term best interest. And hopefully a new vehicle with the trailer that you can get through your other donation amount should take you through the next several years where you shouldn't need to, you know, have this type of a need again. So I'm kind of leaning more towards thinking that this might be a good time for us board to look at that. And I think, Lisa, didn't you say this one wasn't necessarily plugged in anywhere at the beginning? And so, but I do think that this is an area that when it's all said and done, when we get to the end of the budgeting cycle, there may be funds still left in this year's budget that we could take a look at. Just as a possible way of...
Well, I think more than possible, Wayne. I think that's the way to do it. I think I'm with you on everything. Sue, the one question I have is, do you need a second truck? Okay, you do a great job. You're frugal. Do you need a second truck?
No, and I think by my last couple statements mm-hmm. that's what I was trying to imply is that, and maybe I didn't do it in the best way, that ultimately whatever you guys would decide, that's fine. Do we need a second truck? Well, here's what I look at. I feel almost greedy having two trucks because we can make do with one. We've made that happen, you know, before. And if there's another department that would be able to use the truck, that wants a four-wheel drive, but it doesn't have to pull a trailer, it doesn't have to do what we need it to do. I mean, if they stay just, I guess I don't want to ask for too much.
You got five employees, though, right?
Right.
And going out on a call, how many usually would go out on a call if needed?
On the situation, sometimes one, sometimes two. It depends. If we have a vicious dog, two of us go, or, depending on what it is. If we're taking animals to Iowa State or to the vet, two of us go because we're unloading a lot of stuff, But we do a lot of pickups, like at, Target and Walmart give us all their broken bags and stuff. So, two people go there.
What about your person that does on call? So Brenda's on call for the weekend or however you work that.
Well, her and I are both on call.
Makes sense for the on-call person to take one of the pickups home, because we pay you mileage,
right?
I would assume, from your house to the shelter.
Right.
To get the truck to go to the call. Does it make sense, and you guys can throw in whatever you want, but does it make sense to have two vehicles and use one of them as an on-call vehicle, so whoever's on call takes that vehicle home? And when, if you're on call and you have a call in Collins, it's silly for you to drive the...
Well, I'll usually take my own vehicle.
Your own car, so...
I mean, especially in the middle of the night.
That's what I think about. I mean, it's a 2006 Ford, pretty basic half-ton pickup.
Yeah, it's nothing fancy.
We're not going to get much of anything for trade out of it.
Is there another department that would maybe need it? I mean, like I said, we've never had two trucks. We've managed with one, and I kind of like the fact that, I just putting these brakes in, it was like, that really got me to thinking, because it's going to maybe be at some point where stuff starts to slowly, this is 300, this is, to start keeping it fixed. So, I would still imagine we'd get a decent trade-in. Our last truck went to, I don't know who they are, I don't know what the name of their place is, but they are a place that does genetic stuff, I think. And essentially what I was told when we traded our other one in, it was the color they wanted. They wanted a tall topper like what we had. They wanted another used vehicle. And the guy that sold us the truck over it when it was Willie said, they'll probably be in line again when you trade your truck. So we are gonna get probably a decent amount of trade in. And again, I leave this up to you guys, because I just want to do the best thing for the county.
I don't know.
Personally, I like the idea of the on call vehicle being available, at the same time, you could always explore what the trade in value would be, and if it seems to be a substantial advantage to us, go that route. And if the circumstances comes at some time down the road where we need an additional vehicle, then I think you can come to us and we can make that determination.
Right. And I'm good. Like I said, my concerns just lie in, we used to pay a lot of people for our livestock stuff because we didn't have a trailer, and we'd pay them mileage and all this to go get it. Well, now Brenda's husband has been bringing their trailer and their truck in. But, he works for UPS. He works nights, so he's supposed to sleep days. And I just feel really bad because they won't take anything for it.
Sure.
But I think that this is something that if we're going to have this, plus the trailer, I'm also thinking of things like if we'd ever have an emergency, we have a trailer where we could load stuff into. I mean, that's one of the reasons now the shelters all try to work together, because, if Boone Shelter was hit by a tornado and need a placement for their dogs, we'd take them on. And I would expect that if we help them, they would help us. So it's just a trailer can serve so many good purposes, and, I would even say if another place in the county needed it to use it for something, that they were hauling or whatever, we would definitely let them use it. So, I mean, it's just, I think it's going to be a good thing.
If you would maybe check with, you have a good relationship with Craig Ayers, don't you?
Yeah.
Get a ballpark figure of what I don't think you'd need a 3/4 ton pickup. If you got a 1/2 ton pickup with a trailer towing package on it.
Yep, that's what I'm shooting for. We don't need anything that heavy.
Get some sort of an idea what the value of your current truck would be.
Okay.
And I would suggest bring it to us sooner rather than later. Let's get it done out of this year's budget. There's dollars available in this year's budget. We don't need to build it into next year's budget. If you need a new truck, you need a new truck. Let's get it done. So I would say move as rapidly as you can to bring us something on a Tuesday morning, to deal with that. That allows us to take the 3,600 in vehicle fuels and maintenance down to 3,000.
Right.
And the other one I want, Sue, just to move us on here, is utilities instead of 8,000. I'd like to see that 7,500.
And I'm good with that. You know, like this winter we're getting hit hard, but hopefully it's not going to be like this.
No, it's going to be a tough winter.
Well, I mean, but every year.
Oh, well, that's true.
But I would be fine with that. I'm assuming if it got bad and we ever needed to come to you.
We're here.
Yeah, so I'm fine with that.
7,500. From 8,000 to 7,500. From 3,600 to 3,000 on vehicle fuels and maintenance. So 76,600 is what I have.
And I always, you know, I'm just so you know, I always take my budget items down if we can.
Down to,
yep.
That goes down to what total? What did you say utilities was, Rick?
Which one? Utilities, 7,500.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And what's the final total?
545.
Where do we stand on our ability to purchase that building if it ever comes available?
Well, we would obviously be standing a lot better.
Yeah.
And I recently found out somebody else, by word of mouth, told me that, you know, we may be getting more money from another entity. But the last I knew, it was appraised at, I think it was $312,000, but that was with the 18 acres that's there plus the pond. Well, Mr. McCos lives on the hill, and that's been a family property forever. I believe he would probably be interested in some point at selling the building, but I think we wouldn't need to purchase the pond and all that, and I don't think he'd sell the pond. So, you know, if we got the shelter and maybe the 4 acres around it for us to walk dogs and have people be able to, our volunteers and everything, to come. I was thinking about that because I thought maybe we could get it for more closer to, like, you know, it'd be $275 maybe on the appraisal, but he'd probably still want like $350 to $400. Well, with the addition of the money we're getting and what we pay for rent, if you look down the road 6 years, that's going to pretty much, with what we're paying for rent, pretty much be a wash, and then after that, the county would own it. So I have thought a lot about that. I just don't want to pursue anything until it officially was, you know, until it's officially done. And I don't, Al, I kind of asked him one time what he was thinking about for retirement, and, you know, he's 62, I believe, so... I don't know if their daughter's now working there, but I don't know if that would continue. I just, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm pushing him, but I did tell him when we started to rent it that if it was ever going to be for sale, that please let us know first before he would list it with a realtor or whatever. And so that's kind of where it stands.
Yeah, and I think it's time for you and Jessica to have an informal conversation with him about the possibility of the county acquiring an option on that property if he ever were to have interest in selling it. If he has interest, it gets us to the end of the game of if he has interest in actually right. selling it to us ever. I think it makes the most sense for the county to own that piece of property rather than you continuing to pay rent. So I would ask that you visit with Jessica about the possibility of the two of you going and visiting with him. Would he have interest in an option? Then if he would, it would need to come to us on a Tuesday morning.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, now, thinking outside the box, you know, there's these reality shows. You take that lake, it's frozen over, you put some skates on some of those little animals, you get kids out there treating them, giving them a chance to train them. You know, that could be a big revenue generator for you.
Yeah, it could be.
A lot of lawsuits.
Well, wait a minute. Well, you can't always look at the negative side of things.
but
insurance companies are far. They'll insure it.
So do you want me to continue with the rest of it?
I'm happy.
I didn't see anything else that.
I'm happy if you're
concerned.
Happy.
Sir. Yeah.
I'm happy. I'll just go with whatever, and this is fine with me.
Okay. All right. So the one charge we're giving you is, well, two charges. First one and most pressing is
get the truck thing.
Figure that thing out. Get it to us as quick as you can.
Yep.
Second one is, and this is no rush on it, but as time allows, you and Jessica go visit and see if we can get an option on that place.
Well, he kind of indicated, you know, at another informal conversation we were having that, you know, he was going to retire in a couple of years. But I don't know if, you know, if he wants to sell the building is the thing. But I think if the point was made to him that you know, the county is not going to continue to pay this amount of rent, we'll just look for a place to build or do something with whatever, that maybe that might encourage him to think, well, why don't I just sell it, you know? So he's a nice guy. He's a really good businessman, you know, and he has to be to run what he's doing. But, I mean, I will talk to him at some point.
Yeah, I have a hard time with $27,000 a year in rent.
I know.
I mean, well, I just really do.
I was always told by my dad, you know, you buy when you can because rent's just money down the drain. So other than that, I don't have anything unless you do.
Great job, as always.
As always, Susan. Great job. Thanks a lot. You guys do a great job out there.
Thank you.